Fuck off. I don't want you as a customer with a K or a client with a K. I'm turning motherfuckers away. Because honestly, look, the real amount, of dedication it takes to be a WOW's ambassador is, and I'm not even really looking for WOW's ambassadors. I am, but I'm not. How do I explain this situation here? I don't want to sound overly entitled or arrogant. As much as I found the WOW's found me. But due to my experiences in the marketing and advertising world with defamation, devaluation, and well-coordinated violent attacks against me with intent to murder, for standing as the WOW's ambassador and all my other principles. Yeah. Well, let's talk business principles. You know, I hate listening to these assholes who talk about you cannot mix your business, your religion, and your politics. You must keep them all separate. What kind of dick are you sucking on, boy? That is the most childish and infantile outlook on life that you can compartmentalize the line of business you are in, what you invest in, that you can separate everything from your beliefs. That the way you spend and invest your money has nothing to do with your religion or your politics? I'm sorry, but that's a whole different kind of crack pipe philosophy. I mean, it's difficult because the USA is like $21 trillion in debt to Big Daddy Chinaman. Can I lick it, Big Daddy Chinaman? Nah, I don't want 100,000-to-1 weapons efficiencies with pneumatics, AIOS weapon systems. Something like that's not even worth an email back about. Someone said this guy's crazy and we can't even talk to him. We can't even acknowledge his existence. Are you scared to send an email to Jesse Gilbert, aka the Alpha Cyberwolf? Yeah, I'm not sure I blame you. But if you feel like sending an email, just say, yeah, I've read through your site and listened to your audios. I'm not sure a bullet will fly out of nowhere and stick you in the head. It won't come from me. Well, it probably won't come from me unless you come with some bitch-ass shit like these other vermin. You know, they're still trying to defame me. Bat shit crazy. Bat shit crazy. No, literally. Bat shit crazy is what they came with last time. Defaming someone as batshit crazy and in need of hospitalization is bloody. It's the most tawdry, satanic, subhuman junkie, prostitute, witchcraft for the pharmaceutical industry, which to my knowledge is run by a bunch of filthy kikes descended from the Rothschilds. What is my opinion on the Rothschilds, those famous Jewish bankers? It's a mixed opinion. I really don't know. I didn't walk in their shoes, so I can't judge them completely. Making money in Europe in the Middle Ages in times of brutal war and conflict is a serious fucking issue. With Christianity and all those politics. So yeah, I've read some of their stuff and I've read some of their quotes. And I don't know. But what I do know is that Wowels, Wowels stand for independent business owners. Sole proprietorship. Take your LLC limited in liability and shove it up your fucking ass, my nigga. Since when does somebody have to claim limited liability for their actions on Earth or the products and services they bring to market? Yeah. It's not easy. There's a lot of factors at play, but you're deluding yourself in business if you think you can pass the buck forever to a bunch of bar bunnies and move the money around in a little paper shuffle, fiat money dance, like some scandalous little satanic vermin, and pass the blame and just find somebody to point the finger at, point your bony old finger at. Like these white trash kangaroo judges. Well, they're not even judges. Excuse me for even using the word. Kangaroo clerks. You know, you've committed 45,233 felonies. Really? I've not committed a felony, let alone a misdemeanor. It is not a felony to reject incurable STD from a $400 Craigslist whore, from an occult Satanist named Igor Ripstein. So, anyways, I don't want clients. I don't want every last idiot in the world. I'm not trying to be the next Facebook. I don't want 10 trillion users. I want like 10 clients and customers. Yeah, 10. Personal luxury aircraft, canine themed. Fly around the world, get a little fleet for your family and enjoy the earth. So, you know, I'm looking for 10 clients just to make boutique personal luxury aircraft. I don't know if you noticed the foil nose on the Wowels vehicles to project the airstream through the center of the car and use the owl themed tail fin for steering dynamics. I don't know if you know engineering at all or if you can envision how these things can actually take flight. But yeah, piss off. I only want quality with a K and customers with a K and clientele. Did I just say no? I don't know. KKK, good, bad, it's tricky. I hate Jews and I hate white trash too. Some of them anyway. But those Southern girls, yeah, they're a problem. I have met some pretty attractive southern white girls. And I know the pain. But yeah, quality customers and clients. For werewolves, the canine themed electric vehicles of the future that are also cute with a K. That's 5Ks. That's not the KKK. It's a different brand. This is not the Ku Klux Klan. This is the Wowels Space Fleet, open to people of all races, nationalities, and backgrounds who are sufficiently intelligent to comprehend that IP is greater than AI. Yes. Intellectual property assets, Trump, in quotation points, quotation marks. Did I just say the name of the evil, wicked man, Trump? Let's not talk about Trump. Chump overpaid. I don't like any politicians. It's all divide and conquer anyways. Intellectual property is more important than artificial intelligence, meaning your intellectual property rights enforceable in international, global, local, intergalactic courts. Intellectual property assets like domain names, which, yes, if humans ever conquer the galaxy, will be the most important things. Digital intellectual property assets for the digital age. As far as I know, it ain't changing anytime soon, unless all these computers just fizzle and fry. Unless you throw your iPhone out the window, smash your computer. We're all using interconnected communications devices with high-grade multimedia capabilities. And they're probably only going to get smaller and smaller and more sophisticated. So yeah, intellectual property. That's what Brainstorm Pro is about. You can use it free. I already got my assets. I'm content to be the Wells ambassador and to have Auto Yurt and my other lines. I don't need my finger in every last pie in the universe. It's just too fucking tiring to even deal with one high quality with a K brand. Now, if you want to upgrade and you want to secure these IP assets, it's like you put in $10,000 and you'll probably get like $10 million back in value. It's hard to value what money's worth right now due to fiat currency banking from those kikes in the Federal Reserve. And I don't want to deal with Bitcoin. I'm too tired to monkey around with codes. So it's like, I'll just have to do maximum PayPal payments and tell that faggot Dan Shulman he's going to get killed if he fucks with my money, if he fucks with my paper. I'm going to gun him down with pneumatics right after I kill his personal Krav Maga trainer, Danny Zelig, another scandalous little faggot heterosexually harassed a paying client. So yeah, 10,000 via PayPal. I'll upgrade you. I'll hook you up. It's got everything you need. You can plug in like, let's just say, 5 team members now. So you get combined brain power with combined CPU leverage and some extra little, we'll call them artificial intelligence tools. Let's call them intelligent tools and software leverage to help you maximize your gains. I'm not claiming you'll get $10 million for spending $10,000, but I think it is definitely possible, and likely even a conservative estimate. This is Jesse Gilbert. Feel free to send an email. Don't be afraid, no matter what has been said about me or what you have seen. I will not bite potential clients, and I'm definitely not trying to murder clients like the Bar Association. Let me know you heard this. And if you have any questions, ask away.